The McCallum Peak climbing trip was the culmination of an 11-week University of Alaska Fairbanks mountaineering course. UAF spokeswoman Marmion Grimes says the group, which included 9 students and 4 instructors, was climbing up the Canwell Glacier off the Richardson Highway Saturday when the slide triggered.
Some people were partially buried in the snow. Some were on top of the snow. There were 2 people that had their faces covered. The climbers who were free of the snow assisted them very quickly, uncovered their faces within the first about 20 or 30 seconds.
Grimes says no one was seriously injured, but the climb was abandoned and the group returned to Fairbanks. UAF Director of Adventure, Recreation and Wellness Programs, Mark Oldmixon, says group instructors initially experienced conditions that appeared to be okay.
They didn't find any red flags, natural avalanches or whoomping or shooting cracks.
A weekend Alaska Alpine Club trip to the same area was canceled. Volunteer leader Kelly O'Brien says she didn't feel comfortable with conditions given recent weather.
Reviewing the history of the winter in Alaska and knowing that we've had strange snow and that it's been unconsolidated, and then to have the temperature so warm followed up by that fresh snowfall that passed through, I just had the sixth sense that it just was not stable conditions.
O'Brien refers to a forecast posted earlier in the week to the Eastern Alaska Range Avalanche Center website warning of instability. Oldmixon, who's actively involved in the online center, maintains the forecast was stale.
It shouldn't be something that we necessarily use as a go, no-go 5 days later. So we felt comfortable still sending the trip.
Alaska Avalanche Information Center Education Coordinator Sarah Carter was in the area teaching courses the prior weekend, and some of her students posted the forecast. Carter agrees conditions shift quickly and are localized, but cautions that the Eastern Alaska Range snowpack has become generally less stable in recent years due to warmer weather.
With the warmer systems moving through, there are multiple layers of stronger snow with facets between those layers.
Carter notes basic techniques like only exposing one group member at a time to a slope to reduce risk, but she insists on not laying blame relative to the UAF avalanche incident.
There is an element of luck in the mountains.
UAF's Oldmixon says his initial takeaway from the weekend accident is that the class fell victim to rapidly changing conditions common in the mountains.
My initial instinct is that we didn't do anything wrong.
These accidents will occur, and this one, there could have been 13 deaths.
Jeff Benowitz is an experienced local alpinist and longtime UAF climbing gym instructor.
The University of Alaska should not be in the mountain guide business. We should offer mountaineering skill classes, and we can do that on campus, and we do it very well.
The university's Oldmixon says the avalanche incident will undergo thorough review and could result in program changes, but the initial priority is helping those involved recover from the intense slide incident. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.